quickly come up and just update us on oxygen. So welcome, John, and Lisa.
Thank you, and we bring greetings from Malden Manor Community Church. It's been very strange getting up at this time of the day. There's two things I wanted to talk to you about today. First is happening next Thursday, Thursday the 7th of December. It doesn't clash with the Malden Manor event, but we've finally got hold of King Stimpton Youth and Community Centre. So we are now running that building, which has been a plan of Oxygen's for probably 5 or 6 years, probably even before that. But we're having an opening evening just to come and meet the mayor, who's going to be there to launch the event. It says 7:30 here, but we're meeting at 6:30 for prayer before the public event starts. So we really would love to have your support for that. So if you want to come along at 6:30 to Kingsnimpton Youth Centre, it's on Kingsnimpton Estate on Kingston Hill. But it's just really great that we've managed to get hold of that building finally after 5 or 6 years of trying. And there's a real need up there on the estate. A lot of the young people we work with don't actually eat before they get to the project. So often the first thing they do when they come in is actually want to find where all the food is. So little things like that. There's some real poverty there, some real need. And we really need your prayers to be able to take it forward and really exploit that opportunity to bring God to those people on that estate. So that's 6:30, although it says 7:30 here. The other thing is we would really like your prayers right now for Oxygen's plan to open a charity shop. It's a bit of a testimony, really. We started this idea of trying to have a charity shop about 3 years ago, and we've been praying about it and trying to move it forward. We finally started to put in offers on premises about a year ago. Haven't been successful yet. But we had put an offer in on the shop in New Malden High Street, right in the middle, that one that used to be the children's charity shop. We put an offer in July, and we didn't hear anything back from the agent for a good while. We were pushing and pushing, saying we really want to move quickly. Nothing was happening. And then I went to the Kingston Business Awards, where we were nominated to be an excellent charity. I sat on a table in a room about 300 people, could have sat with anybody, but on my table was a couple who run a restaurant in Kingston called The Terrace. I don't know if anyone's been there, it's apparently really nice. But they won 2 awards for best restaurant and some other ethical business or something like that. And I was congratulating him. I told him about what Oxygen was and how we came to be started in New Malden. After one of the awards, he came up and he said, I just wondered if you could give me some advice, because you asked about our business and how it's going to develop. Well, we're looking to open a shop, a restaurant in New Malden, we've got to make a decision on it in the next couple of days. And I just wondered if you had a view. I said, oh, that sounds great. Have you got any idea of the premises or anything? He said, well, we did look at something down by the station, but we've settled on a place right in the middle of the high street. And I'm thinking, oh dear. And he says, I want your advice because we've got to make a decision in the next 24 hours whether to sign the contract or not. It's just that we had a chef lined up and he's let us down right at the last minute. And I just want to know, what do you think of the idea? Do you think it's a goer, or you know, should we stick it and find another chef? And I'm standing there thinking, I've never met this guy and he's asking me for business advice. Then something else happened. I just prayed, look, God, if you want me to have this conversation with him and be honest and tell him that we've also put an offer in, then I won't do anything. I just want, if he comes up and asks again, then I'll come clean and tell him. Straight away after the next awards have been given out, he came round. He said, so come on, John, what's your opinion? And I said, well, look, I've got to be honest. We have an interest in it. And his wife, who was standing next to him, said, you've put an offer in on the shop. I said, yes, we have. She said, well, that's it, we'll pull out. Now, that was a shock for me, because I'd sort of given up on the idea, because it had been sort of 6-7 months. But then just looking at how God works, you know, we could have been anywhere in that room, we could have had any number of conversations, and yet he came to us for advice. And I just said, look, if don't want you to, alter your plans, but we did put an offer in, we haven't heard anything, and this is the plan. The next day they pulled out. So we are now sort of in the running to be able to get the shop. We've had agreement on certain conditions. And this is where we just need your prayer, just to help God to really know that this is something we want to do, and to ask for his blessing on it. It's a really significant challenge and idea for Oxygen, but it could be the thing that enables Oxygen to continue way into the future if we can get a charity shop established. And it'd be really good, I think, for the community to be able to come round and support Oxygen in a new way. I'm just going to hand over quickly to Lisa, who's going to talk about more logistical things.
Okay, well, this can't happen just us doing it. It's got to happen with some help, so that's why we're here. We've got a sign-up sheet here with just... we don't need your donations yet, because I haven't got anywhere to put them, but we just need your prayers. We also need maybe your name and contact details or any way that you could help us once things do start to happen. So we've got faith that this will happen, but we need to be ready for when it does. So we have a sign-up sheet just with your name, contact details, and maybe any way that you can help us, whether that's to help us set up or whether that's to have some donations eventually or financially or anything. Just we've got some sheets here for you. Okay.
We are looking at hopefully trying to launch it in the end of January, so this is quite a short time scale. So if you think you've got anything that you could do to help, that would be brilliant. And also just on the Korean, on this thing, we've got the Korean church are going to be providing food, so it's going to be decent grub, so do come along.